Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to Calm and Confident, your daily dose of stoicism, served with a side of humor and a whole lot of real talk. I'm Dylan Brooks, your friendly neighborhood guide through the sometimes messy, always interesting world of navigating life with grace under pressure. And let me tell you, we all hit roadblocks. We all stumble, trip, maybe even faceplant spectacularly sometimes. But here's the thing, the real magic happens when we learn to view those failures not as setbacks, but as stepping stones. Think of it like this. Every time you fall down, that's an opportunity to dust yourself off, adjust your trajectory, and come back stronger than before. Today, we're diving headfirst into the art of embracing failure as an essential ingredient in your recipe for success. You heard me right. We're flipping the script on this whole failure is bad narrative and turning it on its head. Why? Because every single successful person you admire has a story filled with stumbles, setbacks, and epic flops along the way. They didn't magically skip to the top, they learned from those missteps, adapted, and kept pushing forward. So, buckle up, my friends. We're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you reframe your perspective on failure and turn those perceived setbacks into powerful fuel for growth. Ready to level up? Number 1. Failure is a teacher, not a judge. Ever feel like you're being publicly condemned every time something doesn't go as planned? Ditch that harsh inner critic. Instead of berating yourself, try asking, what can I learn from this experience? What went wrong, and how can I adjust my approach next time? Remember, the goal isn't to avoid failure altogether, it's to learn from it. Number 2. Embrace experimentation. Think about it, true innovation comes from stepping outside of your comfort zone and trying new things. And guess what? Not every experiment is going to be a home run. Some will be strikeouts, some will be balls in the dirt. But that's okay. Each one brings valuable data, insights, and knowledge that could help you refine your approach. Number 3. Seek feedback, but don't let it define you. We all need constructive criticism sometimes. It helps us grow, improve, and see things from different angles. Just remember, feedback is a tool, not a weapon. Don't internalize every critique as a personal attack. Instead, focus on the valuable nuggets of information and use them to fuel your growth. Number 4. Celebrate small victories. Rome wasn't built in a day, right? Achieving big goals often involves breaking them down into smaller, more manageable steps. So don't underestimate the power of celebrating those wins along the way. It keeps you motivated, builds momentum, and reminds you that progress is happening even when things feel challenging. And finally, number 5. Remember your why. When the going gets tough and doubts creep in, reconnect with your core values and passions. Why are you doing what you're doing? What drives you? Holding on to that sense of purpose can be an incredible source of strength and resilience when facing setbacks. Now, let's talk about a real-world scenario that many of us can relate to. Imagine this. You've been working tirelessly on a big project. Maybe it's a presentation for work, a creative piece you're passionate about, or even a personal goal you've set for yourself. You put your heart and soul into it, pouring countless hours of effort, and finally, the day arrives. You present your work and crickets. Not the response you were hoping for. It's easy to feel deflated, discouraged, maybe even downright humiliated. But here's where the power of reframing comes in. Instead of letting that initial disappointment derail you, ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? Was there something in my presentation that could have been clearer? Did I connect with the audience on an emotional level? What adjustments can I make next time to improve my approach? You see, the failed presentation isn't a full stop, it's a comma. It's an opportunity to gather feedback, refine your skills, and come back even stronger. Remember, true success is about learning, adapting, and never giving up on your dreams. So, as we wrap things up today, let's leave you with these powerful takeaways. Failure is not the opposite of success, it's a part of the journey. Embrace those stumbles, learn from them, and use them to fuel your growth. Now go out there, take risks, experiment boldly, and remember, every setback is simply an opportunity in disguise. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little dose of Zerk wisdom. Until next time, stay calm, confident, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.